Photography, what does it mean in the terms of travel? Some may disagree, but in my opinion, good photography is one of the purest forms of art. And it is my pleasure to have Tony Rizzuto from the Rocky Mountain School of Photography with us today. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Roy. How are you?
I'm great today. I think this is such an interesting subject because, you know, whether one has an inexpensive disposable camera, you know, to the very sophisticated, everyone that travels, be it near or far, takes photos, obviously, to record their trip. But there's so much more. And if you will, let's chat about how the Rocky Mountain School, well, let's chat about the Rocky Mountain School, first of all, and then how you have taken this art form to another level, if you will.
Absolutely. Let's see, about Rocky Mountain School of Photography. We started in 1989 in Missoula, Montana, and we see about 3,000 students a year through our programs, and they range in age between 18 and 80. So, you know, what you describe as far as a range of people being interested in photography and travel, we certainly get them all. And we have three programs. We have a career training program, a weekends program, and a photo workshop program, and they're geared towards students who want to learn a little bit about photography in just a weekend, or want to take a week-long workshop in a spectacular location. And then our career training program focuses on people who want to make a career in photography over the summer.
Now, if you will, let's touch on some of these destinations, because some of them are really pretty spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Sure. We have about 30 photo workshops, and they travel all over the U.S. and abroad. They're a week long, and we go from places as diverse as Victoria, British Columbia to Death Valley, from Charleston to Zion. We've gone to Italy, Norway, and India.
Yeah, and I was looking at the website on a number of occasions this week, obviously, and there's some very, very interesting places. The exciting part of it is that you're not just going into a city and plopping down and walking through the city taking photography. You're going out into some pretty remote areas.
Absolutely. In a lot of cases, what we're trying to do is we're trying to capture the diversity of an area.
Exactly.
I think when someone thinks about, say, Charleston, South Carolina, they may think of plantations, but
right,
there's so much more. So what we try to do is we head out a little early as instructors, and we scout the area. And what our goal is to find diversity in the area and take students to the right location at the right time of day. So often we'll be up at sunrise on a beach, and midday we'll be at a plantation, and towards the end of the day at sunset we'll be at the Battery. So we'll really test you in terms of subject matter and give you more than just what you were expecting.
And I thought it was interesting on some of them you mentioned that, listen, you may only be able to do digital here because there's no place you're going to get 35mm film developed.
Absolutely. Death Valley is a pretty place,
right,
a pretty tough place to have film processed.
Yeah, you're not going to find a local, your local photography store on the corner there, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm just thinking, so many travelers obviously record their trip through their photographs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have any specific hints that you could offer our listeners and readers on how to take effective travel photographs?
Sure, absolutely. You know, I think the tendency for a lot of people, because place is so new to them, that they're just running around frantically just trying to document things, and they're not slowing down enough to really experience
right,
the place. And, you know, a lot of it just boils down to how you're feeling about the place and what you want to communicate. And for a lot of people, it could be that they want to explore the culture of a place or preserve a moment or communicate the essence of a place. I think it varies from person to person. In terms of effective travel photography, you know, I ask photographers and viewers quite often what they like, and I think universally they're drawn to a human element in the photo. A lot of times that gives you a sense of scale, a connection to the place, the ability to see yourself there, and I think that's important as you're viewing travel photography. You want to put yourself in that scene. And a quality that's exotic or mysterious certainly adds a lot to travel photography. Sense of story, sense of color, those sorts of things work really well in travel photography. But essentially, I think what you want your viewer to do is want to step into your photograph and experience it to learn a little bit more about the place.
Right. And the thing is, the other thing that comes to mind is, So much has moved in the digital direction. I don't know what percentage of people still are taking 35mm type photographs or others with a digital camera. As we all know, you can just continue to take photos depending on the size of your memory card. Mm-hmm. Do you suggest that you just keep taking hundreds and hundreds of pictures until you get the right one and edit them out? Find out what you really want, as you just said, and concentrate on that.
You know, I think that's the wonderful thing about digital is that you have the ability to take numerous images without really increasing your costs.
Right.
However, I do think it makes some photographers a little bit more lazy. They still aren't thinking about what they want. I do still recommend that people take a lot of pictures. In fact, we give assignments to students that they take 36 images of the same subject, and the reason being, I think the longer you spend with a subject, the closer you get to a satisfying image. I think you have to explore it with your camera, so I certainly welcome digital and think it's a great tool, and it does give you the opportunity to take multiple pictures, and I think taking a lot of pictures is really a great way to ultimately get to the satisfying image.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Now, if we just go back a moment, what is your role in the school, and basically, could you give us a little background of yourself as a photographer?
Yeah, as far as my role in the school, I think my my boss probably wonders the same thing. I teach in all three of our programs, so the weekends program, the photo workshops program, and the career training program. I'm also the director of curriculum at the school, so I help evaluate existing programs, look at the viability of new proposals, but also I look at how we're going to incorporate emerging trends and new technology into our programs and how we'll adjust to the industry as it continues to move along. As far as my background as a photographer, I'm relatively new. I think I really started about 6 years ago, and I consider myself very new because of that. My daughter was born about 6 years ago, and I found myself struggling with how to capture the magic of who she was on
right.
the camera.
Right.
And, you know, before that I always dabbled and I was fine with mediocre results, but after she was born I just had to photograph. So I came out to RMSP and attended their summer intensive program, and over 11 weeks I found the passion and the confidence to become a professional, and I've been a working professional ever since. I make most of my living taking specialty children's portraiture, but I consider myself a generalist in terms of my photographic subjects.
So you started with a child and you're still there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, these programs are proven programs. The ones that I've looked at, it looks like, as you mentioned, they're existing programs and quite well organized. And so does the school tend to stick to those and, as you've just said, look at a few others to expand into without overexpanding and getting yourself spread too thin?
Yeah, I think that's the danger, you know, especially with our workshop program, as you're talking about travel to exotic places. You know, for us, we consider a program for a year or so before it even hits our catalog. So by the time we've run it 2 years in a row, it's pretty old to us and it's pretty stale. But what we need to keep in mind is that for some people, they're just picking up the catalog for the first time.
Right, it's fresh for them and old for you. Yeah.
Exactly. So we keep a core group of offerings and really refine them and make sure that they're representative of the quality we want. And then we'll try out a few new instructors in a few new places each year just to add some freshness to our lineup.
Well, if we can, let's go through a typical program. And first of all, how does one contact the Rocky Mountain School of Photography?
Sure. They could, probably the best way is to log on to our website, which is rmsp.com. Through the website, you can go through and look at any of the three programs and look at the offerings within each. From there, you can call us, the number's on our website, or you can email us. You can certainly request a catalog and get more information. Under each, say, photo workshop, for instance, there are a lot of details on the website that will tell you about what a typical day is like in the workshop, what the overall schedule is like, what some of the subjects covered in lectures would be like, all the way down to travel accommodations and directions on how to get to the location.
Right, and dates, of course. Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, Can you walk us through a typical program? Pick one from that left side of your website.
Okay.
And just walk our audience through it, because
sure.
I think that's the exciting part of it all.
Okay. Well, let's take photo workshops again, because it's the most self-contained.
Okay.
The the typical photo workshop, a typical day, in a typical day, you'll have lecture. So you'll spend 2 hours in the classroom and with an instructor and an assistant, and they will be talking about photography. And let's say in some it'll be exposure, in some it will be subjects related to the field shoot you're about to have. For instance, if you were in Victoria going to Bouchard Gardens, you would get a lecture on macro. So you would be more prepared once you're out in the field in Bouchard Gardens. And then you would then go to the field with the assistant and the instructor. It's generally an 8-to-1 ratio, so we'd have 16 students max in a workshop, and you'd have an assistant and an instructor or two instructors. And the instructors generally travel throughout the field with you, work with you, look through your camera, talk to you about exposure and composition, and really work through on how to get or how to capture what you see with your eye on film. Towards the end of the day, we will critique what the images you took in the field. For film shooters, we try to turn around the film in a couple hours. With digital shooters, it's not a problem. So you've got a lecture to start, you've got the instructor working with you in the field, and then they talk to you about your results. They were with you, they saw what you're struggling with, they can evaluate your results. So it's a great way of learning. That immediate feedback really is the best teacher.
Right. Now, when you talk about coming to the workshop, you're talking about coming to the school itself. Is that right, in Colorado?
Well, actually, in most cases, we're traveling. So
the point I was trying to make. So you would go to whatever location one selected, is that correct?
Right. So let's
say that's
Charles.
Where the school would begin.
Right, exactly.
The schooling, yeah.
A lot of times we will recommend a hotel. That's where the instructors will be staying, and that's where most of the students will stay. Within that hotel, we have a conference room or classroom space where we'll meet on a daily basis for critiques and lectures.
Right.
From there, that'll operate as our home base, and we will travel to the various pre-selected shooting locations.
Right. That makes sense, because I'm thinking, well, gee, you don't want to fly to Colorado to a physical school and then take off to wherever. So
exactly.
They pick their destination. That's where you meet. They go out into the field and then go through everything that you've mentioned. Terrific. I think it's absolutely fabulous, and I thank you very much for taking the time to share this all with our audience. I look forward to maybe chatting with you again soon.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Roy.
Pleasure. Bye for now.
Bye.
Well, that was interesting. I think many of us who have been taking photographs for a long time, I certainly would enjoy something like this, because although I'm not a very astute photographer as some of the others in our organization, I'd like to learn more about that. So in any event, we're going to go to break. Stay with us. And when we come back, Rediscovering America with Neela Schwartzberg.